Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening again to Pebbles of Truth on WJCV Radio. Now, last week we saw that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, who was born into this world. He lived and died for us on a cross, was raised from the dead and ascended all as a human being, and now this is what made it possible for Jesus Christ, by the means of the Holy Spirit, to come and dwell in His people, and that would be us. Christ in us, hope of glory, Colossians 1:27, is the core of Christianity. Let me say that again. Christ in us, hope of glory, is the core of Christianity. It is this reality of Christ in us that John is defending in 1 John 4:1-4 that we've been looking at in the last 2 or 3 weeks. He is saying that the Spirit of God will always confess this great reality. And when John says confess, he is talking about revealing and proclaiming or manifesting it. Indeed, the very presence of the Spirit of God is the confession of this core. But even more important, the Spirit of God will actually make this happen in our experience. Wow! God will work by His Spirit to bring us into an inward realization of Jesus Christ, the Jesus Christ who is in us. And how? We are joined to the Lord. The Spirit of God will always confess that Jesus, having come in the flesh, and presently has come to dwell within those in the body of Christ. 1 Corinthians 6:17 says, He, and that would be us, that is joined to the Lord, is one spirit with Him. The Him is Jesus. And when Jesus comes to dwell in us, we are joined together with Christ in a spiritual resurrection union. We are not joined with Christ in our soul or our natural man in this age. Oh no. Rather, Christ is joined with our spirit, but not within our body and our soul. Paul's picture of this, you know, of the believer as an earthen vessel in 2 Corinthians 4:7, in which dwells the treasure, that would be the Lord, is a perfect picture. John says, whereby you know the Spirit of God. The Spirit of God will not, repeat, not only reveal the fact that Jesus dwells within His people, but the Spirit of God will actually reveal Christ in His people. Let me say that again. Jesus Christ dwells in His people, but the Spirit of God will actually reveal Christ in His people. The purpose for which the Spirit of God was given, according to Jesus, was to reveal the living Christ to us in an inward way. Paul writes in Romans 7:22, For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. In Ephesians 3:16, Paul writes that He, that would be God, would grant you according to the riches of His glory to be strengthened with might by the Spirit in the inward man. So, my friend, I hope that you're getting this, because if not, you may be religious and you may be faithfully attending the church and paying your tithes and doing all of the church activities, which is good to do, but you still may be lost in your sin, a dead man walking on earth. The very essence, the very core, the very definition of Christianity is being addressed here, my friend. The Spirit of God will always reveal Christ to the believer in an inward and always reveal that Jesus Christ is come into that very, very being. Do you see the difference, my friend? Where does God reveal Christ to us? In our inward parts, in our inward thoughts. And what will God reveal? God always reveals Jesus is, not will come, but is come already in our very being. If you read John 14:15-16, every purpose for which Jesus said the Spirit of God was given centers on a revelation of Jesus Christ. And not just in doctrine or in concept. Oh no. Now, the doctrine and concepts, you know, they are there, of course. But the purpose, the reason the Spirit of God was given is to actually reveal Jesus Christ to us in an inward way, so that we may come to know Him and have an inward realization of Him. Can we know Jesus in an outward, in our outward man? No, certainly not. Jesus can only be truly known and experienced inwardly. Let me say that again. Jesus Christ can only be truly known and experienced inwardly. Any other way to experience Christ will be a complete failure. Oh, fleshly, we can sing and we can dance and we can sing till our voices go hoarse and we get, or dance till we get our feet fall off or sweaty, and we can work our fingers to the bones, but we will never ever be able to know Jesus Christ unless we know Him by the Spirit inwardly. Jesus says, "The words that I speak are spirit and they are life." And the only way that we can get even this teaching here, my friend, is we must get it by the Spirit. But when was the last time you heard that, you know, that in your church? How often is this mandatory revelation of Jesus Christ dwelling in his people even talked about at your church? If never, well, my friend, I would gather up my family and run out of that church as fast as my little feet will carry me. And why? Well, John is saying that the Spirit of God will always confess this truth, and yet we almost never hear it spoken of, less preached as the core truth of our, you know, Christianity. We do not even hear it preached as the test for Christianity, or for the test where the Spirit of God is at work in us. You know, we, Karen and I, travel often, and rarely, you know, do hear, you know, anyone mention God's working in our life. Rarely do we even hear about God's dealing in judgments in our lives to enable Christ to be formed in us. Galatians 4:19, which is one of my favorite verses. Oh no, three fast ones and a slow one. Take up the offer and maybe 15, 20 minutes about a story or a parable in the Bible, and out the doors to your favorite restaurant so that you could go ahead and beat the Baptist there for lunch. Oh no. Most churches have been dumbed down. Now listen and open up your spirit here. Most churches have been dumbed down to man's form over God's function, man's tradition over God's reality, and man's timing over God's eternity. Oh, can we see a terrible blindness here, my friend? Sadly, this blindness will cause many well-intentioned and good-hearted Christians their spiritual upward progression. Now, I don't think most Christian people are literally and knowingly neglecting this, but I do believe that Christian people are blind to it because of denominational-driven teaching and agenda. Poor leadership in most churches where pastors do not really care about their people's spiritual growth and development, and a general apathy toward the Word of God when it comes to studying and having a genuine love for the Word of God. Wow, it is the old, they don't know, and they don't know that they don't know. My Bible teacher, Charles Hahn, always said, "It is not important if you can memorize and recite all of the verses in the Bible." You know, I have a pastor friend that is proudly proclaims that God gave him a special gift to be able to recall Scripture. Well, no, this is the work of the Holy Spirit for all to operate in. So it's not so important to memorize and recall Scripture, and it's good if you can do that. But what is important is that we have a love for the truth. Let me say that again. What is important is we have a love for the truth. If we do, then God will take care of our memory. Remember, God will always work with anyone who really loves Him. Wow. God will work with anyone who really, really loves Him. Amen. More next week as we begin to look at the spirit of the Antichrist, as we continue to look at that second test, and that is Jesus has come in the flesh. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, trusting that you have a good week and just hoping that you're getting this message, because if not, you know, you could be a good church attender, but lost in your sin. Religious, but lost. I believe a lot of the church is in that way. They are so into religion that they are lost. God bless. Talk to you next week. Amen.